Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Lloyds Metals and Energy Limited Q2 FY25 earnings call hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Gadekar. Thank you and over to you, Mr. Gadekar.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We at Equirus are pleased to host Lloyds Metals and Energy Q2 FY25 Results Conference Call. We have with us today Mr. Rajesh Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Riyaz Shaikh, CFO. Now I would like to invite Mr. Rajesh Gupta to initiate the proceedings for the results call. Thank you.
Good morning to all the people, investors and analysts present on this call. We appreciate your continued support and interest in Lloyds Metals. And a special thanks to Siddharth and the Equirus team for hosting this call today. We value the opportunity to share our progress and insights and the process of the company with all of you. I am pleased to report that our Q2 and H1 FY25 results have been very satisfying and robust, reflecting strong performance on both operations and financial metrics, and in continuation of our target to create a cyclical-proof steel business. In terms of iron ore volume, we have achieved 5.67 million tons in the first half, and in sponge iron production also we have done better in both the plants, since now two plants are operational, than the previous year substantially. The iron ore market domestically remains buoyant. There is some headwind, but the prices have remained stable at around $100 for the 62% grade in the international market. And in the Indian market, for the first time after many months, we have seen a double price increase in the market itself. In addition, there is a considerable demand for high quality ore, which very positively influences our outlook for our iron ore business. In terms of project updates, we are excited to announce the successful laying of the 85-kilometer slurry pipeline, completed in record-breaking time, and probably one of the fastest durations of around 8-9 months since we started the project. This pipeline is now awaiting the completion of the first pellet plant, which will be completed within this financial year in Konsari. The DRI plant in Ghugus also would be is also well in progress, and future projects of second pellet plant and the 1.2 wire rod mill in Konsari and Ghugus are also advancing within schedule. Regarding the mine expansion, we have received permissions stage by stage, and within this fiscal year we hope to announce the mine expansion also as per our original projections. With these updates, I will now hand over the call to Riyaz, our CFO, who will walk you through our quarterly numbers. Over to you, Riyaz.
Thank you, Rajesh. Good morning to all participants on this earning call. Thank you for joining us today. A brief overview on our H1 FY25 revenue performance. H1 FY25 revenue grew by 26% year-on-year, driven by higher sponge iron and iron ore volumes. On the iron ore front, both volumes and realization showed encouraging growth year-on-year. Sponge production also recorded increased volumes and realizations year-on-year. The company received close to 72 crores as IPS benefits from previous years, contributing to overall performance, and this forms part of our income for other income for reporting purpose. On EBITDA front, EBITDA mirrored revenue performance, increasing by 37% year-on-year in H1 FY25. The robust performance was supported by high margins from both iron ore and sponge. Speaking about capital expenditure, we incurred a capital expenditure of INR 1690 crores in FY24 and INR 1714 crores in H1 FY25. We'll now give you a brief snapshot on per ton metrics as well. Iron ore realization for quarter 2 FY25, the iron ore realization was 5516 rupees per ton, up 19% year on year, and for H1 FY25 it was 5638, up 11% year on year. EBITDA per ton for quarter 2 FY25 INR 1668, up 17% year on year, and for H1 FY25 INR 1782, up 21% year on year. DRI segment volumes were as follows. Q2 FY25 was 84,552 tons and H1 FY25 was 160,974 tons. Realizations remained stable both year on year and quarter on quarter. Power segment performance. The power reported a steady performance with 38% higher sales year on year for quarter 2 FY25. For H1 FY25, volumes were also higher by 4% year on year. CAPEX and project updates. As mentioned by Rajaji, all our projects are progressing at breathtaking speed. Several projects are ahead of schedule, but we will maintain our CAPEX deadline as previously guided. The fundraising undertaken by the company has supported fast execution of all the projects. Taking cue from Rajaji, we foresee a much better H2 FY25. That's all from my side. Thank you all for taking the time to join this call. I look forward for your insights and questions during this call. Thank you. Over to you, Siddharth.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parthiv Shah from TS Builders Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for allowing me with the question. And firstly, congratulations for the resilient set of numbers. So I want to understand what has been the average iron ore prices during the quarter and also what have been the exit iron ore prices?
The average for this quarter, the iron ore prices was 5516. And for the half year, it is 5638.
Sir, have you increased the ore prices for the October delivery?
Not able to hear you properly.
Have you, sir, increased the ore prices for the October delivery? And also, sir, if you could quantify, because NMDC has taken 2 price hikes in October.
Yeah. So we go with the flow of the market. And we have also taken price hikes. Our price hikes are more constant, or price hikes or price falls are more constant. This month, as like I mentioned earlier, after many months, the price increase of 2 times has been announced by NMDC, and we have followed suit a little bit better than that.
Okay. And so what is your production volume guidance for 24 estimates? FY 24, 25.
So we expect around 13, 14 million tons. Assuming that the EC for the expansion comes by February, mid-February or so.
Okay. And so one last one. In your prior calls, you had mentioned that as and when your iron ore mining goes up, you tend to get operating leverage and that would reduce your cost. Could you throw some light as to where your cost per ton looks at after this enhanced mining?
After enhanced mining, the MBU cost should come down once it stabilizes by around 150 to 200 rupees a ton. And once the beneficiation starts by another 150-200 rupees, then the volume will go up really high.
Slurry pipe.
Number one. Number two, the slurry pipeline cost, once it is started, which will start along with the pellet plant, that should reduce our transport cost by around 600 rupees a ton also.
Brilliant, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my questions. All the best to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand the way I see that this Pond's iron ore EBIT has jumped on a sequential basis. while we believe that the prices was kind of lower for most of the players in Chhattisgarh region. So just, is there anything additional in this sponge iron which we are missing out right now?
We have got permission for previous year IPS, Industrial Promotion Scheme in this year, which we have accounted for as other income of around 72 crore. So that is the one-time income that is added to the bottom line.
Understood, sir. Sir, in terms of pellet trading, which we started and had done marginal losses this quarter, just wanted to understand that why, if we are able to sell iron ore, then why this pellet trading is happening here right now? Or
pellet trading, we have started from three, four directional reasons. The primary reason is that it becomes our seed marketing effort for our higher-grade pellets that we will be coming into the market very shortly so that we can export with a better knowledge of the market when we are fully commercial. This quarter, like many people know, the pellets margin, especially on the export front, were very low. So we have not had much export or zero export, rather. And the marginal loss that you see is basically a carry-on for the previous quarters, some figures that were balanced.
Administrative.
And some administrative costs.
Understood, sir. So just one last question. How much CapEx we have already done for the first half and the pending CapEx for the second half, which we are guiding, and for FY 2026 as well?
Yeah. We've done around 1,700 crores in the first half, and we should be doing an equal amount in the next half of this financial year also.
Understood, sir. And lastly, if you would like to give us some idea about the beneficiation of low-grade iron ore project, where it is right now, by when we are thinking of starting, and how is the cost differential in terms of additional costs which we had to incur for beneficiation of iron ore?
The beneficiation plant, we have started a pilot plant which was commissioned in the end of March 2024. That pilot plant is giving us very good results. We are getting a little better results than what was earlier thought to be. We're getting 68% output through the beneficiation route. We have produced some quantities, and we are now going to do this testing of these quantities up to pellet making as well as steel making so that we understand the full benefit of the ore and/or if any correction need to be doing from downstream production activities. Number one. Number two, we have from the project angle, with the beneficiation pilot plant completed, the flow sheet of the project is now final, and detail engineering is going on along with our Chinese contractor, Sinosteel. Simultaneously, the permissions required for the forest land, etc., are being processed, and we are in line for our, as projected, for the first plant to be ready by end of 2027-28. So we are well in line within that.
Understood, sir. Sir, cost, additional cost which you need to take up versus the premium of 67% Fe grade, what is it in right now, the premium, and what is the additional cost we expect to have?
The cost of beneficiation would be around 800-700 rupees a ton, but that is more than offset by the fact that this material would be piped by slurry pipeline to our steel plant or pellet plant facilities, number one, as well as the royalty would come down because we are doing this beneficiation outside the mine area, and the royalty will be paid on lower-grade material. So we believe that the cost will be well under control compared to current, in spite of a higher grade. Regarding the premium of the higher grade, pelletization, the market is giving a premium of around $40-$50 in the international market. And if you look at steel making, we expect around similar benefit, not similar, maybe a little lesser benefits if you look at steel making as part of the benefit. So overall, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah, it's still way above the cost we are incurring.
Yes, yes.
That's all from my side, sir. Thank you for taking my question and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nishant Bagrecha from InCred Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and hope I'm audible. And I have a couple of questions on the CAPEX front and also on your iron ore. So, sir, my first question is, like, can you give some highlights on the CAPEX front and share timelines on each plant commissioning over the next 2 to 3 years?
The CAPEX, as I mentioned, during this first half, we have done 1,700 crores. It was well backed up with the fundraise also what we did. So the projects are all going much on time. We intend to do around 3,500 crores in this year of CAPEX and followed in the next year to 2 years of almost not close to double sort of a thing what we're doing here. So we should, that's how the CAPEX plans are. All our projects are running much in all our projects are running much in advance as of today, as we mentioned, but we just continue sticking with the same dates what we have earlier mentioned. So on the CAPEX front, all projects are almost one and a half year ahead of schedule. That is what we are going on. So we should be completing things very, very soon. We should be coming out with things very soon.
Okay.
Like the first pellet.
If I can give some update on the project wise, the first is the 25 million ton dispatch from the mine, either DSO or beneficiated. We hope to complete this by February 2025. The beneficiation, like I mentioned earlier, by end of financial 27-28, was the original. We hope to do it around 6 months earlier than that. For all the three phases, the iron ore grinding plant and the pipeline, like I mentioned earlier, the pipeline is already completed. The grinding unit of 10 million tons will be completed by March 25. The pellet plant, the first one will be completed by the March 25 and the second one by March 26. Our original guidance was around 6 months to
1 year.
1 year more than this. For the integrated sheet plant, the first phase of that is the DRI plant. We hope to complete this by March 25 again. And part of the captive power plant in March 25, one small part in January 25. And the 1.2 million ton steel plant with BF, blast furnace, coke oven and wire rod mill by September 26.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
These are our internal projections. Our projections to our board are, the original projections to the board were a little bit more than this, like we have mentioned.
Okay. And just wanted one more clarity on the CAPEX front. Like we have spoken about almost 32,000 crore CAPEX over the next 5 to 6 years. So post the fundraise, can we assume the entire CAPEX would be funded by internal accrual?
Yes, as of today, we have all decided it should be it would be all without debt. That is what we have. We should be continuing. We had a fundraise of QIP as well as warrants. Warrants is still around 35% is what we got, and it will be getting 65% more. So we have this would be funding in for the projects. Nothing. It would be without. We still maintain it would be without debt.
Okay. And then one more, what would be our cost of benefiting this iron ore? Can you give any sense on the all-inclusive cost of iron ore, including mining and beneficiations and royalty charges?
The all-inclusive charge of beneficiation, royalty and transport to the consuming center, that is either pellet or steel plant, would remain more or less the same as of today. Okay, around 2,800 to 3,000 rupees.
Okay. Okay, sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
As a part of the question, giving the details of the timelines, just wanted to cross-check this 3,500 crore capex would be in FY25 and 7,000 crore each is in FY26 and
27?
Yes. Right? Okay. And as per your timeline, most of the project would get completed by FY26 and the BHQ beneficiation line also you mentioned would be completed by FY26 and or early FY27?
BHQ, the last phase of that would be completed by September 2028.
Okay. September 2027. Okay, so FY28 it will get completed.
We get a seed plant of 3 million tons, which expenditure of just land has started, and the full study of the project is on right now. That 16,000 crore project would be, apart from land, would be invested post some of these major investments being completed.
Okay. So this is the third leg, beyond this 14,000, 17,000, 18,000, which you would be spending in 3 years.
Yes.
The remaining 16,000, 17,000 is what you would be outlined.
1,000 crores includes that.
Sorry?
The first, if you want to break it up, we have the DRI plant, the pellet plants at around, and the pipeline and the beneficiation of around 16,000 crores.
Okay.
3 million ton steel plant at around 16,000 crores, roughly, giving broad figures. So the 16,000 crore figure investment would start, apart from land and technology build-up, would start post most of these other projects being over.
Okay. Understood. Great, sir. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Sehgal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just want a quick clarification on our relationship with Sunflag, given we are having about 6 crore shares sitting there, which could be potentially a supply overhang. And also, there was some oversupply agreement, if you could clarify a bit on that as well with them.
Sunflag, as you all know, it was an arbitration matter by which we had given them these OFCDs, which got later converted into equity shares. That is around 6 crores of equity share which they have, and also based on this same order, we entered into an over purchase agreement where we supply them almost their requirement of around 1 million ton per annum. So at a cost plus basis, so we've been doing that as per the arbitration order what we have. So the shares are forms the part of the public holding, and they're nowhere.
So thank you. There was at least in the initial list, the warrants were issued to them also, but of course, finally, I think they didn't fructify.
Yeah, they were not able to strike for it.
Yes. So, I mean, is there some long-term thinking on the relationship with that company as well? Or it is just sitting outside?
In terms of long-term relationship, it is limited to the supply of iron ore, for which we have a long-term supply agreement with them.
Okay, so this supply can come in the market effectively?
Supply of iron ore, as said.
No, I'm just saying the stock.
Supply of shares, it's a part of the public shareholding, and we are not in a position to comment on that.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind all our participants that you may press star and 1 to ask your questions. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Sir, can you just quantify how much price hikes have we taken in October 1st?
We have taken one price hike of 425 and the second one is around 380 or 400, I'm not in the prime sector. And in the lump sector, the first one was 425, the same figure. Yeah. Second one, I think, is 500 rupees. I'm not able to remember the second one offhand right now.
Close to 500.
Yeah.
So broadly, excluding the royalty, incremental royalty that we might be paying on the higher realization, broadly everything should flow to our EBITDA in the third and the fourth quarter, assuming prices stay where they are, right?
Yeah, the royalty, apart from the royalty, everything should flow to the bottom.
Okay. So secondly, on the ITS number where you said we have received 72 crores for this year, how should we look at these numbers going ahead over the next 2-3 years?
I think this number is more or less the final figure for the overhang that was there in the for the past investment. For future, once the pellet plant is started, then we will start our new series of the IPS for Gadchiroli at 150%. That would start post the pellet plant, which would also be for the DRI plant in Gadchiroli.
25%.
And similarly, for the DRI plant, the new plant, once we start, post that, the income would start accruing.
So we can expect some benefits to start flowing in from FY26 only.
Because once we complete our project in FY25, we start operations in FY25-26, then we should be trying.
So secondly, in terms of the slurry pipeline which has got commissioned already, when do we expect to actually start utilizing the slurry pipeline?
The iron ore grinding unit is under preparation and the pellet plant. Even if the iron ore grinding unit is started, we can start sending ground material to the pellet plant area and try to dispatch some ground material to some customers. However, the delay is more is expected around the same time as the pellet plant, around March 25.
So the cost of transportation in the pellet plant would be around 50 rupees. Is that a fair understanding?
To the pellet plant?
Yes,
around 50 rupees.
Okay, that's it for my side, so thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Somani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. If you could spend some time on the domestic pricing outlook, both in the short term and in the long term. So short term perspective in terms of what are your customers saying and what kind of room you are seeing in terms of price increase further. And from a longer term perspective of mines expiring in 2030 and how do you look at the pricing outlook there?
So, Ashutoshi, thank you very much for a very nice question. We have commissioned Big Mint and Questro for a detailed market study to address some of these questions. In the preliminary discussion, some surprises have been thrown up. For example, many of the SAIL Steel Authority pipe mines also expire at the same time as some of the other mines in 2030. That I didn't know, for example. Continuing with the long term, the steel market is expected to grow to 300 million tons by 2030-32-33, and there's a growth of around 7-8% per annum for the next 4 years or even more. Given the pace of the iron ore mining increase in the past few years, we do not see that keeping pace, so we see a mismatch. Some of this mismatch will be covered by other beneficiation projects which are being thought about, but we don't know the extent of that. That is the study that Big Mint would try to cover for us in the next two, 3 months. We'll have that detailed report with us. Regarding the short term, the steel plant capacity in the country has been added by around 8% in the last quarter, with two mega blast furnaces being commissioned, apart from many other units being added. There will be no mine announcements coming up. So that is probably part of the reason of this mismatch and price increase. The Indian market continues to remain at a deep discount to the international prices. and so that that does remain in the overall scenario that we factored in.
Sure, that answers my question, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan Sharma from BNK Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Just one clarification. I know you had mentioned it already, but could you please give a more detailed breakup on your future costs, like how much for beneficiation, pipeline, steel plant, etc.? Could you just share the specifics into
it? I think that would be quite detailed. Can we ask you to approach our investment relations cell and they would be glad to update you on that?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Aryan?
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one clarification. We will get our EC limits for increasing our mining capacity by end of this year, correct?
End of this financial year.
Yeah, end of this financial year. And then how much time will it take to ramp up the production to the rated capacity?
So let me clarify on the EC. There is the mining plan has been approved. The TOR has been approved. Now the public hearing would happen post this Maharashtra elections. And subsequent to that, the EC would be issued by the central government, MOEA. So that is the process that is balanced. What has been completed, what is balanced. So we expect the timeline by February 15th, 20th, something like that. We have already processed up to 2 million, 2.5 million tons also per month. So we hope that the 25 million ton DSO sales on a per month basis could happen more or less immediately in line with the EC clearance. Our MDO Triveni has already started implementing machinery based on this.
So is it fair to assume that for FY26 we may touch 20 million ton or something like that?
25 would be a more accurate figure.
Very clear, sir. And pellet plant will also start, right? So what will be the sales to the outside world? And
for sure.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And pellet plant should start by during the start of the next financial year, right?
First pellet plant will start. First pellet plant and the first the DRI plant capacity enhancement, both should happen by the end of March 25.
Operations should start from the next financial year.
Okay, sir. Very clear. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Shah from RNM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the robust performance. The first question is with respect to what is the yield that you've got in the pilot beneficiation plant, and can we assume that the yield will improve when we do beneficiation on a larger scale?
The yield that we've got is around 38%. Originally, we had anticipated 35%, so 38% little bit improvement on that. I would say that this 38% is an optimum figure. There are too many variables in a larger plant, so I would say 38 would remain our internal thinking at the moment.
Okay. And so when we talked about 45 million ton of beneficiation, which would give us roughly around 15 million ton of saleable iron ore, so can this number be even higher also?
It will be a little bit higher, but again, that's we have to appreciate that this is the first time that this plant is being done in India, so we are being very, very conservative in announcing our figures. And but the pilot plant is showing 38%.
And then one last question. What is the mining that you have done in any month? Just to understand like how fast we can ramp up the mine.
Sorry, come again. I lost your question.
So what I'm saying is that what is the peak mining that we have done in any month? Just to understand like how fast we can ramp up the mines.
Around 2.2 million tons were done, I think, in the beginning of this financial year.
Okay, sir. Okay, okay. Thank you so much for answering.
And one more thing that we have to keep in mind is the logistics movement. So that becomes a bottleneck. With the pipeline of 10 million tons being commissioned simultaneously, that bottleneck stands reduced dramatically.
Correct. 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 Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreya Gandhi from CR Kotari Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just have a small question. When I was going through the quarterly results, I see the mining revenue has decreased quarter on quarter by almost 800 CR. So could you just throw some light on this and what can we expect?
Doubtless, we're not able to hear you properly.
I'm saying, am I audible now?
Yeah.
The mining revenue has decreased by almost 800 CR in the quarter two as compared to last quarter. So can you throw some light on this and what can we expect in the coming future?
The quarter two guidelines are always going to be lower for any year because of the rains and monsoons and the demand, etc. So all put together, that's always going to be little lesser than quarter one or quarter four.
Quarter three also.
For
it's
the nature of the animal.
Seasonally weak quarter, so the second quarter always sees a similar type of a trend.
But this quarter has been better than the year-on-year quarter. This half has been better than year-on-year half.
Yeah, so in the coming quarter, we can expect something similar figure or maybe more than this, the quarter one?
Like we mentioned earlier, we would be having our, if you talk about mining, the figures will continue on the same basis till we get the EC clearance, and the overall guidance would be around 13 million, 14 million tons for the year for mining, and our DRI plant of around 330,000 tons a year will be the overall guidance.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Congratulations for the great numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Bajirecha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
So that can we see any incremental volume if we get the EC clearance by year end or Jan 25, as you said?
So the incremental volume would be, right now it is 10 million tons, so 13 million tons, so that means 3 million tons would be the incremental volume in the last 1.5 months.
What is the profitability at current levels given the iron ore price are doing?
Can you repeat that?
Given where iron ore prices are today.
You're losing the first part of the question. I think something wrong with the line.
Profitability at current levels, where iron ore prices are today.
I would leave that to the very able analysts to analyze that. There are nearly 100 people in the group, so I'm sure many of them would be doing a lot of that analysis.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from SG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. Am I audible and clear enough?
Yes.
Can you please elaborate on how the slurry pipeline contributes to reducing the carbon footprint and operational efficiency?
We spend around, in terms of carbon efficiency, I don't have the figures with me, but we have the figures.
Truck movement should be...
The truck movement is with diesel, and this is through pumped power, and the slurry reduces this. So I'll work on this. It's a very interesting question. have the figures in rupees but not in carbon footprint, we will evaluate that. Apart from that, what we all also doing in carbon footprint reduction is pelletization. We are going to work with LNG, not with oil. So that will reduce that carbon footprint in a very big way. The local transport to the siding to the nearby customers would be through LNG trucks. That is as far as the transport is concerned. Within the mine, much of the equipment by the year end 2025 would be through electrical equipment, again reducing the carbon footprint dramatically. So all of that put together, the footprint reduces. By the next quarter, I think we would be able to have a more precise, not precise, but more elaborate answer to your question, my friend.
Thank you. It was very helpful. And last question is, like, are there any diversification plans or technology investments aimed at enhancing operational efficiency?
That's within the plans that we are doing. There's a continuous effort to improve efficiencies, improve marketability, improve costs, and things like that. So that is an ongoing process. Apart from this, there's no specific thing that we are addressing right now. The steel plant that we are talking about, the 3 million ton steel plant, we are looking at the latest technologies in the blast furnace route, etc., to ensure that the technologies are very well up to date. So whatever plants we are buying are state-of-the-art, up-to-date plants.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, we would like to hand the conference over to the management of Lloyds Metal and Energy Limited for closing comments.
I would like to thank everybody for the active participation and the very interesting questions. And happy Diwali to one and all. And wish all a happy and prosperous investing new year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Equirus Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.